This is Spins Fully Charged, Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged,
Recharged. Let's go.
Hello there. How are we? What's going on? I never talked on the show about Jack's boxing on Saturday night.
Oh, no. Oh, good God.
I know. So shite.
Nobody knows what happened now.
But yeah, it's weird because when I did the boxing match back in November, when we walked into the... It was in the pavilions. Like, it was in Leopardstown Racecourse, basically. And it was so dark.
Emma, I was there.
I know you were, but it
was there.
Remember how dark
I saw
it
you.
Was.
I'm shouting at you.
Oh, yeah. It was...
It was proper nighttime
evening,
vibes.
But it was pitch black.
Yeah. Whereas this time, it was so bright. And I actually felt really sorry.
I noticed this on your stories. Because when I was watching your stories...
Did you notice how bright it was?
I was wondering, not where it was, but something didn't look right. And
yeah.
Because when we were there, there was loads of lights and stuff because the windows would have been darkened with the dark outside. No, I did actually notice. Your stories looked a lot different to when I was there.
Guys, it sucked for the fighters. They couldn't see. They literally couldn't see.
Oh.
The light was blinding. It was awful. Like, people genuinely were like, I can't.
The excuses are being made already.
No. Genuinely, and many people, even one of the girls who had a big win, was like, Jesus Christ, it was so hard to see in there. And especially when, like, you're taken after your 2 minute round, you're taken to the side to, like, get a bit of water and the chatty and stuff. And even there, you're so overwhelmed because, like, you're so hot and everything's so much in your head. And it's just such a scary situation to be in. And then you literally are like, I'm blinded. Like, but it was just, I don't think it really put me off. I was like, I'd never do it at this time of year.
Are you going to do one again?
I don't know. I was there the other night and my friend...
That's what I was going to ask. Being there again, was there anything that was kind of like, let's go?
My friend Hannah was there with me and she was like, being here. Do they sometimes when you're at something, you're like, oh, I really want to do this again.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, absolutely not.
Oh, wow.
No, I didn't. I don't know why. I just, maybe...
Even the fun parts, like getting your name announcing it and to walk through
that's
and everyone cheering for you.
Stop. Oh my God, are you joking me? I hated that. That was
a whole room full of people clapping for you. Come on.
Oh no, not for something like that because you have to go up then and do it.
It's probably weird to get the claps and cheers before you've done anything good.
Yeah.
It's like, hang on guys, can we hold this for a second? Oh, bless you. Bless you, Emma.
No, like, fair play to everyone who did it. And like, geez, there was people who did it in November. Not just Jack, you were doing it again. And you're like, fair play, because it's like so much work for the 10 weeks on top of the night itself. But yeah, I was like, never in the brightness. Genuinely blinding.
Yeah.
Anyway,
that's really sad you're not going to do it again. I really wanted another outing. I loved it. Especially at like the breaks when I could go out to the food van outside and get some chips.
Yeah, there was a pizza van there the night I went down.
It makes a difference.
Fab. No, I don't know. Maybe I will, like, in a few months' time. I found it really good to do it at that time of year back in November because it kind of got you out in the evening.
Yeah.
That's the only thing though, because training for that specifically doesn't start till like 8:15. So you're not home till like 9:30, 9:45, and you're wired.
Yeah.
You know, you're so like...
And you got to get up early.
So you're
trying to get a sleep.
We'll see.
A couple of digs.
We'll see. But I've certainly no interest at the moment.
Well, I'm going to sit here and I'm going to vouch for it because I want another day out.
Well, why don't you do it?
Well, that's not the same. I want to watch you get the shite kicked out of you. I don't want me to get kicked out.
We'll catch you back here in the morning live from 7 a.m. Have a good one.
Fiona.
Hello to you. How are you? It's Monday again.
A very good morning. And I can't start the week without congratulating everybody for getting up this early. Good job. Well done.
It's Marty in again until Thursday. I think Dave's back for the Friday.
You got Dave back on Friday.
Dave's back Friday. But it was one of those weird old nights. I think I really appreciate your kind words this morning of all mornings.
Oh, you're taking her on board.
Yeah,
you did great though. You really did.
I did. I don't know what came over me last night. I just feel like the whole night, and I didn't actually have my Whoop on, but I'm sure my Whoop would tell me that, yes, you got some lovely hours of sleep. But it was one of those nights where you felt like you were constantly conscious.
Can I ask you a question really quickly?
Yes.
Because I just clicked.
Consciously conscious.
Were you aware that you weren't wearing your Whoop, and did that kind of affect you going to sleep?
No, not at all. I took it off because I was kind of dressed up on Friday and just never put it back on because Dave.
You took it off
here
for the whole weekend.
I know, wild, yeah.
No, as in I'm just
kind of enjoying the freedom because Dave isn't here. It's weird.
Wait, would Dave have a
we have such Whoop chats every day that this morning I was like, better put my Whoop back on. And I was like, no, he's
would
not.
Would he notice if
week
you weren't wearing it?
Oh God, yeah.
Oh, what?
He would, yeah. Wouldn't
and
he
would he be angry at you?
Yeah.
What would he say?
He'd just be like, what's going on with you? Like, you need to have it on all the time to get your proper stats. And I don't know. You see, the problem is with any kind of wearable, you if you're a fake tan wearer like me,
yeah.
There's always a mark left.
Well, if you're just a tanner like me, there's a mark left as well if you're out in the sun.
Well,
you know
it makes the fake tan look more natural. Is that what you're saying?
That's why it never comes off.
My fake tan has kind of rubbed off with the bandage. No, I'm just kind of leaving that skin breathe for a few days, and then it's like taking your bra off. You know, you want to just let everything be free. And in a few days...
Taking your sports watch off is like taking a bra off. Okay, we're off to a great start this
Take
week.
Take it off there now and see how it feels. Go on quickly now. Get that off your
wrist. Oh, wow. Oh,
freedom. The wrist is free, baby.
Oh, woo!
Swinging it around. Hello to you. How are you? It's Monday again.
A very good morning. And I can't start the week without congratulating everybody for getting up this early. Good job. Well done.
It's Marty in again until Thursday. I think Dave's back for the Friday.
You got Dave back on Friday.
Back Friday. But yeah, it was one of those weird old nights. I think I really appreciate your kind words this morning of all mornings.
Oh, you taking her on board?
Yeah,
you
man.
Did great though. You really did.
I did. I don't know what came over me last night. I just feel like the whole night, and I didn't actually have my Whoop on, but I'm sure my Whoop would tell me that, yes, you got some lovely hours of sleep. But it was one of those nights where you felt like you were constantly conscious.
Can I ask you a question really quickly?
Yes.
Sorry, that just clicked.
Consciously conscious.
Were you aware that you weren't wearing your Whoop and did that kind of affect you going to sleep?
No, not at all. I took it off because I was kind of dressed up on Friday and just never put it back on because Dave...
You took it off for the whole weekend.
I know, wild, yeah.
No, as in...
I'm kind of enjoying the freedom because Dave isn't here. It's weird.
Wait, would Dave have a... What's going on?
Oh, we have such Whoop chats every day that this morning I was like, better put my Whoop back on. And I was like, no, he's not
here. Would he notice if you weren't wearing it?
Oh, God, yeah.
Oh, it was?
He would, yeah.
And would he be angry at you?
Yeah.
What would he say?
He'd just be like, what's going on with you? Like, you need to have it on all the time to get your proper stats. And I don't know. You see, the problem is with any kind of wearable, if you're a fake tan wearer like me,
yeah.
There's always a mark left.
Well, if you're just a tanner like me, there's a mark left as well if you're out in the sun.
Well,
you know
it makes the fake tan look more natural. Is that what you're saying?
That's why it never comes off.
My fake tan has kind of rubbed off with the bandage. No, I'm just kind of leaving that skin breathe for a few days, and then it's like taking your bra off. You know, you want to just let everything be free. And in a few days...
Taking your sports watch off is like taking a bra off. Okay, we're off to a great start this week.
Take it off there now and see how it feels. Go on quickly now. Get that off your wrist.
Oh, wow. Oh,
freedom. The wrist is free, baby. Oh,
woo!
Swinging it around. Your mother. It's Dance No More on Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona, and that chorusy bit really gives me like High School Musical vibes, you know, when the whole chorus comes out and sings together everyone. I'm sure that's precisely the feedback Harry Styles was looking for from his song Dance No More. It is Emma, Dave and Fiona, Emma and Marty all this week, and a reminder, the Naughty Threesome, it's back on the show this morning at 9 o'clock, and we play the Tricky 10 twice a day, every day for €2,000. Do you want to get on to play? Do you want to win €2,000? Message us now the word tricky to 087-711-1038. But hey, Martin, it's a new week, baby. We don't want any negativity.
Oh, remember this last week. Yeah. This blew my mind, so it did. It's like, yeah, let's start off the week rough, eh?
And Martin, you were on for 5 whole days last week.
I'm so scared.
So I'm sure you'll have a little bit of a helping this morning.
No.
We now hand over to producer Callum for his negative vibes as we kick off the week.
I'm a positive person, but sometimes at 10 past 7 or 12 minutes past 7 on a Monday morning, you just got to bring the tone down. So, what a week it was last week. The World Cup kicked off. Katie Taylor sold out Croke Park.
Wow, yeah.
And it's the longest day of the year this weekend.
Oh, no, don't say that. That's really negative. Oh, my dad would always say, like, oh, that's it now. It's all over.
That's summer done, isn't it? But it can't all be good things. No, the summer, we haven't had summer yet.
Yeah.
I welcome you to the worst bits of last week.
Nice.
And I'm sorry, Marty.
Oh, wow.
Because this week, I'm pretty much targeting you.
Sorry, what? Hold on a second. Last week, all right, I knew you were doing this.
Yeah.
And
you tried to there was
I tried to no I tried to figure out what you would use, and I actually turned to you, Emma, at one point, and I was like, I say Callum had the pen out there for that one, and it happened once. You're telling me that there's a few.
Strap yourself in.
Oh my
amazing.
God,
amazing.
Let's start off with Marty never hearing a pretty common saying for the very first time. He tried to make fun of us and we just flipped it back onto him.
The April showers around
that
was an April shower last night. No, that wasn't it.
I genuinely think the seasons are really changing, guys. guys. We're getting our April
What's
now.
An April
in June.
Shower.
I'm correct. I am correct.
March. Have you never heard March winds, April showers?
Let's not get into the February snows. You know what I mean?
Have you never heard of April showers?
No, wait, is that a thing? Are you guys serious?
Oh my God, that's so good.
So embarrassing. I was like,
you
I was standing
down.
My ground with a stupid February snows. Like, like, oh, oh, ha ha, what else is next now? Like, the, you know, ha ha.
The July bacon.
Oh yeah. God, and I was roasted. Yeah. All right, thanks for bringing that back.
Marty didn't really help himself on Friday morning after admitting he'd been calling the glove compartment something else for his whole life.
A standard car comes with how many glove compartments? It's one.
And
it's
I just learned that it's a compartment and not a department. My whole life. My whole life has been a lie.
It's called the glove department.
Glove department. Oh my
God. Have you been saying that?
What's the compartment?
Look in the glove department there. Are you serious?
I've said that to people and no one's corrected me.
That's amazing. Also, can we just query Callum there? You were off on Friday, kind sir. How did you become aware of what happened there?
I have my methods.
I also have to apologise to Emma after that one as well. I do have to publicly apologise. Because when I was on my socials on Friday, talking about the podcast, I just went on to say, oh, Emma, this about the Pussycat Dolls, and I didn't once mention the fact that I stemmed from that. I was the one that made did you notice that?
I was like, okay, maybe not full context given there. That story that's going out to 80,000 people. Thanks, Mart.
There was a bit of England football bashing on the show last week, and I'm not sure how I feel about it.
I'd probably like to see Scotland do well, Nick.
May I suggest England?
No, Scotland, yeah.
And you have drawn England. Yeah. Are you okay, Jack? Poor Jack, I'm still thinking about him.
And finally, here's 20 seconds of pure Marty out of context on the girly quiz.
Like, the first thing that came to mind was like, baby bell. Green means go, yellow means caution. Beating around the bush here a little bit with whatever. Just shove it up there. But then why is there no red Tampax? Slides on in. What?
He's just got
I didn't.
Yes,
what?
You just
I didn't.
Oh, man. So
you put
good.
That up. What? I cannot believe that I just got torn apart this morning. I thought I was absolutely waiting for Emma Nolan to be torn apart.
God's best sake, we keep Martin. It's great on getting off the hook on worst bits of the week.
Is it usually you?
Normally a bit more split.
Yeah. It's just like, let's just get the new guy for
I've been producer Callum, and they were the worst bits of last week.
Thank you very much. And we've 4 whole days with Martin this week to make that up. Hey, this is a new song from Kingfisher. Eddie saying, the lead singer, it's about the end of a relationship. And sometimes these things don't work out. He says that's not ideal, but it also doesn't mean it wasn't worth it either. There's something about this. It really is so gorgeous. It's called The Sun Will Never Settle. You're listening to Spin.
My heart, it has been broken.
The month of June, we're offering up double the money. If you can win it by the end of June, you're going to win yourself €2,000. If you want to play this morning, it's tricky in a WhatsApp to 087 711 1038. And end of week prize this week, your tickets to Westlife.
Oh,
they're playing those
iconic
shows starting in September in the 3 Arenas. 13 shows are doing or something crazy like that. You could be in the audience dancing to all of Westlife's best hits. I'd love to be at that gig. Anyway, it's tricky in a WhatsApp if you want to play this morning.
Last week on the show, I was... oh my God, I've just had a blank. Last week on the show... Oh my God. I can't remember what I was going
to
say there.
I'm trying to guess what it could be.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. Last week on the show, I was telling you about a playlist that I had called Absolute Mood, where basically I just have like punk rock songs from the noughties and I just go into this like this tunnel of sadness.
It's a lot of emo stuff in there as well, isn't it?
There's a lot of emo stuff in there as well. So when this news kind of surfaced over the last couple of days, I was so excited because not only did it bring back a band that I loved, but it brought back a social media platform and that I couldn't... I'll tell you more about this in just later on. But MySpace, and the reason why we're going to talk about MySpace is Blink-182 are celebrating 25 years of Take Off Your Pants and Jacket, and they've revisited MySpace and relaunched their profile to celebrate this.
That's so cool.
So I read that and I was like, hang on, MySpace is still around. Did you have MySpace?
I didn't. I just kind of missed it. I was thrown into the countryside at this time in my life and then I wasn't as
online. Did they not have internet there?
That's
not an excuse. Come
it was dial-up time though, wasn't it? MySpace, was it?
MySpace.
It wasn't Wi-Fi time. It was dial-up time.
Was it? That, I don't know, because my profile picture I can remember was me in a nightclub. Now, I was 18, I remember, in the nightclub, and I had my collar popped and I had blonde hair.
Classic.
And yeah. I can remember that being my profile picture, and I was looking for to try to get into my MySpace profile earlier, because when I heard Blink-182 relaunched theirs, I was like, I wonder, can I get into mine?
Yeah, so does it still exist?
I couldn't find it anywhere. It was
your page is gone. Like,
my page seems to be gone, because they searched my name and a couple other people, my name came up, which I was shocked at. I was like, oh my God, hi friends.
Yeah.
So it doesn't exist there at all, which makes me really, really sad.
MySpace, it was really cool. I wasn't there, to be honest. It reminds me of the MSN Vine era.
I can't believe you weren't on it.
I know.
Were you ever on High Five?
Oh God, that rings a bell, but I don't think I was either.
What were you on then?
My first ever one was Bebo.
Okay. I would always consider us roughly the same age, but there is like 2 or 3 years between
and
us.
And that was like a...
Is that a big 2 or 3 years?
I think it is where things were different. Yeah, where things were different.
Oh my God.
Because my first ever social media account was Bebo and I was obsessed with
Bebo. You would have been, say, 14, 15 when I was 17, 18.
Exactly that.
So MySpace was our thing then and you wouldn't have been on that.
I was on the baby Bebo.
The baby...
I was like, will you be my other half? I'll send you my love today.
But I was on that as well,
though.
Phone
later being like, Daff, will you send me your love back? I'll send you mine tomorrow as well.
The big thing about MySpace was you could post comments on people's walls. Yeah. A bit like you could do with Facebook, except back then Bebo. It was a huge thing. You could do it on Bebo too. It was a massive thing. But I just love the fact that Blink-182 are doing this. They're bringing out their album again with 6 extra bonus tracks.
Cool.
So if you love your rock music, you love your punk rock, and you love your emo stuff from the 90s, that's really cool. Or if you love your nostalgia and you just want to go for a creep on old times, you can go to Blink-182's MySpace page and look back at when you were younger. That's of course if you were around at the time.
From what you can see, has MySpace changed?
Oh my God,
at all?
It's so different.
And
it's
to the point, that sucks.
No, that does. I was looking at it this morning when I was trying to log in.
That's what you want, is it to look like...
I wanted to go back and see exactly what I saw 25 years ago, and it's completely different.
Oh, that's crap.
Yeah, it'd be like Bebo changing colour from red to like blue or something.
Yeah,
like, oh, what's going on here?
It's one thing I remember, because I remember hearing on the news when I was like a teenager. This was the first time when we were really talking about data, like, you know, as a country and what it means to have photos. And it was still kind of really scary. It is scary, but it was particularly scary then when it was kind of the first we were hearing of it in a big way. And I remember hearing on the radio about Bebo owning your pictures and they could do what they want with them. And the time, Bebo was really dying off among my friends. We were all kind of on Facebook now anyway. So I just deleted my entire account and I regret that so much.
What?
Yeah, gone, like wiped.
So when you got the when everyone was like scampering to download their photos when Bebo had announced that they were like taking it down, you were already gone.
I was gone. And the thing about it was as well was I screwed everyone over then, because I was the photo taker in the group.
So hang on, so you got rid of all their memories.
Yeah, pretty much.
How did you sleep at night?
I know, stop, don't bring it back up. But that's why my Facebook's still hanging on.
Oh,
because all my teenager albums, I have them all set to private.
Yeah.
And I'm still waiting on the day, and I've been saying it for how many years. I'll sit down one day and get a memory stick and move them all onto memory stick, and then I'll delete my Facebook.
You've said it on the show before, have you?
Oh, I said it. No, and I've been talking about that for about 10 years. Welcome on into That's Not My Name. This is the game that with absolutely no hints or clues, we try to guess your name. Here's how this works. You've been sending voice notes in WhatsApps to 087-711-1038. The only person in the room who's heard those voice notes is producer Callum. You listening will hear the voice notes. We will not. And then we'll talk to these people and try and give away 12 IMC cinema passes. So the first things first, we need to get our headphones off in the room and play out these voice notes. Headphones off!
Okay.
My name is Kieran.
Player one, let's get it one.
We got to go. Okay, player one, how are you?
Oh, good, how are things?
Yeah, we're good, thanks. You might just do us a favour, if we guess your name wrong across the game, you might just say, that's not my name. Is that okay?
No problem, yeah.
All right, cool. I'm going to kick this off. Player one, is your name Killian?
That's not my name.
Boo.
Player one, is your name Tony?
That's not my name.
Okay,
player one, I'm going to bring it back to basics.
Basics.
Is your name John?
That's not my name.
Oh. I'm so sorry. Come here, tell us, player one, what is your name?
Kieran, you're close to time round.
God, Killian and Kieran. Kieran, that I'm quite good at this game? Like, I've got a good track record.
I listened all last week and I've yet to see it.
Man, Kieran.
All right.
You put it back to Evan Olin, I love it.
Kieran, have a lovely day. Sorry we couldn't help you out this morning.
Thanks very much.
Bye. Damn it.
I love how we came at you for that.
Kieran.
New listener.
It's funny, isn't it? Yeah, new listener.
Yeah.
Because you listened for the first time last week. But it's funny, isn't it? When you get guess a name like Killian and then you get it wrong, somewhere in you it goes, okay, move to a different letter completely.
Yeah.
But I should have just stuck with the K's and the C's. Anyway, we move. headphones off in the room again.
My name is Davide.
Player two, let's speak to you.
All right, player two, how was your weekend?
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, did you have a nice weekend?
I have indeed, yes. Just came back from holiday.
Oh, lovely. Where were you?
Yeah, I went to Crete.
Lovely. That's where Dave is. Did you see him?
Did you see
Dave?
No, I haven't.
Okay.
All right. Such an Irish thing. I love
it. Did you see Dave? Okay, player two. Martin's going to kick this one off.
Yeah, hiya, player two. I love your accent. So I'm kind of thinking...
Thank you.
Well, we'll go with a Paul. Player two, is your name Paul?
No, it's not my name.
Okay, player two, is your name Timmy?
No, that's not my name.
Player two, is your name Sam?
No, that's not my name.
Oh, sugar, come on, player two, reveal yourself. What is your name?
Well, if you would say it in Italian, it would be Davide, but in English it would be David.
David! And I just said at the beginning, did you see Dave? Did you see Dave? Did you see Dave?
Oh, no, and you didn't say I saw myself. Fair play to you. Fair play to you.
Davide is a great name, or David. Oh, I'm sorry, we couldn't sort you out this morning, Davide.
No worries at all.
Have a lovely day. Bye-bye.
Bye. You too. Bye-bye.
Talk to you later.
I love what you did there.
What?
He was like, oh, and like in English we say David, and you were like, see you later, Davide.
Wasn't Davide so fabulous on
what
Love Island?
What a lovely name.
Did you watch the season of Love Island with Davide and Ekansu?
No.
Okay.
I didn't, but I have a funny story about Ekansu. I'll tell you really, really quickly. We got kicked out of our hotel room one night before checkout time because they had to get it ready for somebody. It turns out that Ekansu was in the room that night.
You're joking.
Yeah, we had an earlier checkout time. We were told it was 11 instead of midnight in Limerick one day.
11 instead of midday.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Like, that's a late.
Sorry.
I think that's kind of fair enough. Like. Marty, I have to say, and really hats off to you for being such a kind, observant and complimentary friend over many years. But I have to just give
you your
credit where it's due, because this morning I had barely sat down in my seat and you said, geez, Emma, you said you were going to get the hair done. You got the hair done. And it's lovely.
Okay.
And I say that with extra
recognition
to you this morning. Yeah, because the bar is on the floor. It's actually underground, I feel. I sat in a salon chair for 4.5 hours on Friday. And my hair pulled out and dyed and played with and dragged and messed with.
Oh, you poor thing.
And then I went to Ash's wedding. And before I went into the wedding, I met our lovely 4 years. I've sat within a meter of him every morning. Really intimate.
Oh, here we go. Those headphones on, Callum. You're getting it.
Working quite an intimate setting, you know. Every morning we stared each other in the face for 4 hours. And I met him on Friday. His girlfriend and he arrived, joined Jack and I, and we sat down in the pub. And I was waiting. I should have put a timer on my phone, really.
You should have. Oh, damn it.
But nothing was said.
Nothing.
Nothing. Nothing, just regular conversation. My hair, in case you don't realise, was very dark and is now very bright. Okay, very bright. Starkly different. This isn't a situation where Fiona and I get cross when the boys don't realise we got an inch cut off our hair. I understand that sometimes.
I used to get annoyed at that too.
Oh, the problem is I'd know it. Like, I'd recognise if Fiona has an inch cut off her hair. But the boys typically won't. That's fine. But when it's starkly different, like when it's... Like if Callum walked in tomorrow with his head shaved, I wouldn't get over it for about 3 weeks. I'd be
oh, I don't know. I can't give you that now. I'm sorry. Very different.
If Callum walked in tomorrow then with blonde highlights.
That's also very different.
Why is it different?
Callum's hair is darker than yours, Emma. You can't compare some highlights now to a shaved head as well.
If Callum walked in tomorrow with auburn highlights then.
Has Callum walked in before after a fresh haircut and you said, I love your haircut?
Exactly. I notice when Callum gets his hair.
Oh, you do? Oh, sorry, Callum. Sorry.
No, she doesn't.
I wasn't expecting
Callum
that. Sorry.
I did not notice that I got my hair dyed blonde.
No, he didn't.
And this was out in the wild, outside of work, on Friday. And I was sad. To the point where I text Dave in front of Callum in the group we have me, Callum, Dave and Fiona, because Fiona was with us as well. And she was like, Em, love the hair, my darling. Of course she noticed. I text into the group in front of Callum, sent a picture and said, Dave, notice anything different about me? And he said, your hair, I love it.
Okay.
It's because you said
when you provoke it though. Callum, you're not getting... No. Anything to say here to defend yourself?
The pub was dark. That's all I'm saying.
And my hair was the light inside the
I couldn't.
The
I couldn't.
The pub was dark.
I would have been the beam that led you to the door. My hair is too so dark. Bright.
Waking you up with McDonald's. Now serving the Mexican Chipotle chicken. Get big game ready with McDelivery. Spins on.
You've got Emma, Dave, and Fiona.
Dave and Fiona are on spin.
Hello, good morning. It's Emma and Mart for this week. Hope you're well and had a nice weekend.
We can get back to normal in my lovely village.
Oh, for God's sake, you did some moaning about this on Friday. Tell us.
Well, you told me if I'm covering Dave, I had to moan every now and again.
Well, that's true, actually. Tick for you.
And Emma, you live beside Marley Park, so you kind of get it when it comes to big gigs and big concerts and stuff. Marley
it's
Park.
Just when you can't get out of your own house.
But the residents, oh, God bless them. They have to put up with the park being potentially closed. It's basically closed. You can't go near it when there's a gig on.
Doesn't bother me. I'm delighted.
That's because you're at the gig.
I like to see people enjoying themselves. And it's very handy to be within walking distance of a gig as well.
You're just a Dublin gal, aren't you? I'm a Wicklow fella myself, I am. And I live in the highest village in Ireland, so I do. Mm-hmm. And to get to Beyond the Pale, that happened over the weekend, you have to pass through that village. And it was chaotic.
Was it? No, Emma, it was.
Now, humour me here a little bit.
Was it?
I had traffic. For the first time in I don't know how long, just to get to my house through a village.
But
it was disgusting.
Surely it was more so just Friday. Was there still a lot going on? People getting in on Saturday and stuff?
Saturday too.
Really?
And then what happens is that they leave Beyond the Pale for, I'm hearing me day, as if they're like some sort of wild species.
Yeah.
And then they go to the village to go to the cafes and stuff, which is great for the local economy. But then I have to queue for my Americano.
Poor old Mark.
No, but we're not used to queuing in Wrentwood for our Americanos.
It's great though. Beyond the Pale looks so class.
It did.
I was watching it on people's stories. Two things. Caribou looked amazing. Yeah. And Groove Armada as well. And Groove Armada are on my mind at the moment.
Why?
Because I'm stuck into Clarkson's Farm.
Oh, what is the link up?
Wait till you hear. One of the lads from Groove Armada is a farmer now.
Oh.
And works on Jeremy Clarkson's farm. So over the weekend, I just assumed he'd retired from the music scene completely because he was featuring on the episodes I was watching on Clarkson's Farm. And then there he was, Beyond the Pale, giving an absolute welly. I was like, God, this guy, he was on Clarkson's Farm yesterday sowing seeds. And today he's here gigging.
I'm here.
What a life.
Wondering, is this advice to just quit music and to just become a farmer?
I'd love to see you in a tractor.
Oh, nobody wants to see that.
It would just be so
wrong. My little head
bopping
up. Yeah,
so
it would make sense, yeah.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Clarence Road with Hanging Out to Dry here on Spin.
Got to remind you as well, that naughty threesome throwing you all the way back to the noughties. Three bangers in a row. It kicks off at 9 a.m. A great reason to...
Tricky. Martin, I have to apologise.
Emma was like, shut up, Martin.
No, I thought you were finished your sentence. Please continue, sir.
I had pretty much said it. I was just dragging it out so I could have my time on the radio. It's the naughty threesome's on after 9, everybody.
It sure is. Now, the tricky 10, we play it twice a day for 2K, once after 8 and once after 9. And it's Nathan on to give it a lash this morning. Did you get up to anything nice over the weekend, Nathan?
No, not much.
Ah, you did something, Nathan. Come on.
What did you do,
You did a little something.
Did you make
here?
A nice sandwich for yourself?
I relaxed and I just went down and got a bit of food.
There you go.
Pub, down the road.
That's nice.
Yeah. I love that. Now, Sunday roast. Nice. Okay, look, here's
Sunday roast.
Have you been listening along to the Tricky 10 over the last while? Do you know what the crack is with it?
Yeah.
And how do you normally get on when you play?
Not too bad. Sometimes they're a bit harder than others.
They are. They
depends
can
on
be.
What mood producer Callum's in, it seems, doesn't it? Nathan, here's how this is going to work. We're about to put 55 seconds on the clock. Marty's going to ask your 10 questions this morning. We do know that every single answer will be a number between 1 and 10. And if that's guessed correctly, it won't repeat. Now, we can only accept your first answer, so just take a second maybe before you give an answer. That's up to you if you're not totally confident. And then on the other side of that, if you don't know an answer, you might as well guess it because you know it's going to be something between 1 and 10. If you top the leaderboard on Friday, you'll win a pair of tickets to Westlife at the 3 Arena in September. If you get all 10 questions correct this morning, Nathan will give you €2,000. Wishing you the very best of luck.
Thank you.
All right, Nathan, we'll count you down. You ready to go?
I am indeed.
3, 2, 1, let's do it. What number is half of a dozen?
Half a dozen, 3.
The letter C appears how many times in the word cappuccino? Throw anything out there. Colin Farrell and Woody Harrelson, starred in a film called What Psychopaths? A number between 1 and 10. Okay. How many provinces make up the island of Ireland?
3.
If someone is really dressed up, they might be described as being dressed to the what?
The nines.
How many goals were scored in the Germany versus Curacao match yesterday?
4.
Love Island airs on TV channel Virgin Media what? Come on.
Bird media.
Come on, just throw one out there.
Two.
Good man.
Two.
Was that an ad or something? What was that? There was
Why is that ringing a bell or something?
Pat Short.
See, you don't think it's that hard until you get on the radio.
I know. I agree with you fully. 189 Let's see how you got on.
Very good. Zero. One.
Nathan, you got 2-2-2-2-2
I'll put my hand up as well. I stumbled on one of the questions,
that's okay.
And I apologise.
Woody Harrelson. It's the not really much of a tough question.
I can't talk because I spend my life stumbling and stuttering
and work on the radio.
You stumbled, Martin. You shouldn't have, but it's okay.
Well, there was the hard word of that country. What is it? Curacao?
Curacao. Yes.
Okay, what number is half a dozen? Nathan, the answer there is 6. The letter C appears in the word cappuccino 3 times rather than 2. Colin Farrell and Woody Harrelson, they starred in a film called 7 Psychopaths. Must have been very successful, that movie. I've never heard of it. You said 5. There is 4 provinces in Ireland, but you knew that. And how many goals were scored in the Germany versus
Curacao?
Curacao match. Yesterday. You said 4. The answer there was 8. 2-2-2-2 would be 8. It wasn't to be, but listen, you never know how the week will play out, Nathan. Thanks for giving it a lash.
Yeah, thank you.
Bye, Nathan.
Have a good day. Thank you.
See you later. That match, crazy. Germany won 7-1. I actually watched the start of it when Curacao, when they got the goal. Wasn't that their first time in the World Cup or something? And the excitement in the stadium was class. And then I literally got into the car and was listening to the radio, whatever, half an hour later. And I was like, oh my God, how did that go so wrong? It was 1-1 and then 7-1. That sucks.
You're drawing with Germany. It was incredible. We are going to play again after 9 o'clock. If you want to get involved, put Tricky into a text 087-711-103. Like Nathan said, it can be a little bit harder on the radio.
We'll put you up
to the challenge this morning. And look, I was counting them there. I only managed to get 7 questions in. So partly my fault too. We got 2 out of 7 as a percentage.
That's
if we got through
bad.
To 10, he would have been higher. So if you can just get through the questions, you might actually win that €2,000.
Exactly that. €2,000 on the line. Westlife tickets to go at the end of the week. If you get the highest score, message us the word Tricky in a WhatsApp to 087-711-103 right now. Fiona, it's Emma and Martin all last week and for the majority of this week. Now, on Friday just gone, you know Dave on a Friday loves to do Dave Ranks, where he gets to rank some of his very favourite niche things. Marty was at the helm of that on Friday just gone, and what he decided to do was to rank some of the most rogue and strange requests he's got while he's DJing at different gigs around the country. Okay, that was a lot of fun. But it did just strike me after Ranks on Friday that there's something we really should do before Martin leaves us, because he's obviously only covering for the couple of weeks. And one of my favourite Marty Guilfoyle facts, I've known Martin for like 15 years now, and he's got millions of facts about him that I love. But one of my favourites is that back in 2011, when he was just a little baby, he decided to take part in a show called Take Me Out. Take Me Out being no likey, no latty.
No.
Where you walk out and you have loads of girls standing around in a studio, and you find out facts about this person as the time goes on, and you'll see how many lights get switched off during your time on Take Me Out. And with that, I welcome you to the best moments from Marty's appearance on Take Me Out in 2011. We couldn't get through your time here and not get to this. So
we absolutely could have, but anyway.
We start off, not officially making it into Ranks, but to set the scene when Martin was introduced on the night.
Welcome to the show, sir. Introduce yourself to our ladies.
How's it going, ladies? My name is Martin and I'm from Dublin.
So guys, you turned on and turned off. 30 lights on, how do you feel?
Absolutely fantastic.
Absolutely
now,
fantastic.
What I love about this is your Dublin accent is so much stronger in 2011 than it is now. But this, and everyone wait.
Absolutely fantastic right now.
No. No. I did though.
It's my favourite.
Absolutely fantastic right now.
I was so nervous, guys. I was so nervous.
It's amazing.
In my head, I thought I was going to be confident strolling out there. And when he asked me that, and I said, absolutely fantastic. I was shivering.
Fantastic right now. If you want us to send you the link of Marty Guilfoyle and Take Me Out 2011, then WhatsApp will send me that. I'm going to get over to you.
No.
But now we must crack on with our ranks. There were some incredible women who were on the panel that night trying to see if they liked Martin or not. And they're so brazen and so brave in 2011. Can we get this energy back amongst women, please? Because when asked what this lady thought of Martin, she said,
"Okay, Rebecca, 30 lights on. You're one of them. Tell me why your light is still shining."
"Martin, you should be called Jacob. You're a cracker."
"Jacob."
"I forgot."
You should be called Jacob because you're a cracker.
Oh, Rebecca.
At number five, it's got to be Rebecca. And that's a good start. Trust me, these women get better. This becomes more, I'm ranking how ballsy the women were on Take Me Out in your episode rather than this.
Oh, wow, okay.
We move on.
Right.
To this lady at number four.
"Chancel, tell me, why did you leave that light shining?"
"Ray, I really want to do the Quagmire thing, but I don't know if I can pull that off."
"Leave it to me."
Sorry.
A Quagmire from Family Guy.
Chantel. I love her. Ray, I really want to do the Quagmire thing right now.
Oh,
big ups to Ray Foley as well, who was hosting on the night with his giggity, 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 giggity. Yeah. Martin then was asked. The tables turned. And Ray said to Martin, "Right, there's however many girls with their lights left on at this stage. You'd lost a few, but you still had plenty." And he asked you to ask the girls something for you to kind of start making your choosing.
Okay.
So you decided to ask the girls, "You know, I have a dream that one day I'll be a really famous TV presenter." That's what you said at the time.
Did I say it? Oh my God.
And you kind of nudged Ray.
Jeez, that worked out, didn't it, guys?
And you turned to the girls and said, "So with that, can I ask, what is your dream?"
Okay.
And big ups to Niamh at number three on Emma Ranks Martin and the Girls' Best Moments on Take Me Out in 2011.
"What I want to know is..."
"To be in Ryan Tuberty or something."
"What I want to know is if you have a dream, what is it?"
"If you have a dream, what is it? Okay, Maeve, what's your dream?"
"He's my dream."
They just don't make TV like that anymore. Well done, Niamh. We move on, and the question was asked to another lady.
Emma Marie.
"She took my answer. That's
what, it, that was your answer as well, was it?"
"Oh, I'd like to be a singer so I can sing you sweet nothings in the bedroom."
Baldiness of these women. I'm so Emma Louise or Emma Marie, you're an absolute legend. "Oh, she took my answer. I'd love to be a singer so I can sing a sweet nothings in the bedroom." My God almighty, where is this energy in 2026? We move on. Coming in at number one on Emma Ranks Marty and the Girls' Best Moments on Take Me Out in 2011, it's Rita. Because Rita kind of frightens me, but in the best way.
"All right, Rita, lights on. There's nothing here you don't like."
"You've done good, Ray." "I think he could be corrupted."
Oh my God. Whoa, I forgot about that.
Isn't that absolutely incredible? Her voice and everything is fab.
"All right, Rita, lights on. There's nothing here you don't like."
"You've done good, Ray."
"No.
I think he could be corrupted."
Wow. Martin's on the floor. You all right?
No, because I didn't really remember it, and now it's just throwing me back, and oh my God.
What was it like? I presume you got to hang out with everyone after, and everyone had a bit of a night out or something.
Yeah, we all went to Coppers afterwards. Oh, yeah, of course we did.
Good crack. It was you and all the gals.
Me and all the gals, and then the other lads that were on the show that day.
And did you, with Rita or Emma Marie or Niamh or any of the gals, or anything ever come of it?
Nothing. Nothing ever came of any
really?
Of them. Yeah, 30 of them, and I. Nothing.
There was 30 women, and nothing worked out. Oh God, dating was as crap back then,
yeah,
then
it was.
As it is today. Things were just as tough back then. Noah Can now, and The Great Divide. This is Spin.
Guys. We were just reminiscing on a time in my life where I went on national TV in front of 30 women to try to get a date. Take Me Out.
Yeah, no lucky, no lucky.
Emma made a fair point. Dating back then was probably just as hard as it is now. And
because we were saying that after you met these 30 gorgeous girls back then.
Yeah, okay, Emma,
there was
I get
nothing,
it.
Nothing came out of it, okay, which is shocking.
Well, however, there was a friendship out of it and there was a friendship before it.
Oh.
Yeah, so I have a little bit of a confession to make. So I was actually approached by them to do Take Me Out.
Mm.
And I said no. And I went on Twitter at the time thinking I was the bee's knees being asked to go on TV.
Mm.
Like, look at me, la, la, la. And I posted a tweet saying, Take Me Out just called, LOL, not a chance.
Oh my God, Martin, no you didn't.
I did.
No, you didn't.
I was such a cringy 20-year-old, like, oh. Anyway, One of the girls on the panel, as they were recording the episode, saw the tweet, who I knew and was friends with, and she messaged me separately and said, do it. I'll leave my light on, so you're guaranteed a date, no matter what.
No. Or you're a friend of yours, like.
So, yeah, but can I say something actually funnier? When it got down to the last two, she was obviously one of them, and I was like, wouldn't it be gas if I didn't pick her? She had left her light on for me the whole way because she was like, oh, we've been recording episodes, I'm ready to get off the show.
Okay.
And I was like, okay, I'll do it and I'll pick you at the end. So you're free to go and then I don't get embarrassed on TV. And I got down to the last two and I was like, oh, no, this would be funny now, wouldn't it?
What did you do? Did you pick her?
I did pick her. We had to fake the date and everything.
No way.
And I was like, so where are you from? And she was like, Firhouse. Like, no way. I'm from Knocklyon down the road.
And are you still mates now?
I haven't spoken to her in years. Maeve, if you're listening on the off chance, just say hi. Throw us a message.
Isn't it? Having an alliance before. Oh my God, it was all a joke. Sorry, it was all fake.
Yeah, they actually lie on radio sometimes too, but we won't get into that.
World Cup fever is here. It was on the telly all weekend. I think some complaints and some feedback I've had from the man in my life, Jack. Yesterday was a tender day for him after late night on Saturday. And he said, I just wish they were on at better times because he'd love to just have it on all day.
Oh, yeah.
But the times them are kind of catching people out a little bit, aren't they? They're not your regular like Premier League kickoffs at 1 o'clock and 3 o'clock or whatever. But I have to hark back in case, like me, you're slightly confused about certain elements of the World Cup and how it all works in terms of its formula and all the rest. Martin mentioned this guy on the show last week and his TikTok appeared for me over the weekend. I said, okay, for the girls and the gays, we'll do this on Monday. This guy's name is Uli Morazan and he's pretty big online and he breaks down the World Cup in his way.
World Cup is coming up really soon and this is everything that I could find out for the girls and the gays.
Okay, so he's got some references there and he said, basically, if you're a Love Island fan, maybe put it in this perspective and it might land with you a bit. Well,
it happens once every 4 years and just like Love Island, there's an episode almost every day.
I love this guy. Then he started making comparisons to Mean Girls.
Now, as far as the teams go, there's Brazil, which is kind of like Regina George. Very popular girl, always there, has won 5 World Cups. There's Argentina, which is kind of like Katie Heron. Like, she just won the last World Cup, so she's really feeling herself, okay? She's confident. She's in her victory era.
Then, I don't know, Callum will feel about this. More England bashing, getting the Gretchen Wiener comparison.
There's England, which is kind of like Gretchen Wiener's. Like, she wants it to happen, and she keeps thinking it's going to happen, but unfortunately, it never happens.
It's not going to happen.
And none for you, Gretchen.
And then he makes a comparison to the brilliant Drag Race.
Now, once the World Cup starts, it's kind of like RuPaul's Drag Race All-Stars. All the teams are divided into brackets, and the girls get points based on how well they do in their brackets. And the girls with the best points move on to the next round. And just like Drag Race, you root for the queen that you want to win the most. And also, just like Drag Race, the fandom is really intense.
I love this. I think as we get into the next stage, I'll start calling it the bracket. Are we into the second bracket now, Jack?
Are we into the second bracket now, Jack? You'd be like, what's going on?
I suppose the weekend was probably the best time in terms of matches because when it started on Thursday, there was only one match quite late, and then they were into the early hours of the morning. But at the weekend now, I think you can get like 3 respectable matches in. I think there's one at 5, one at 8, and one at 11.
As in 5 a.m.?
Oh, 5, no, 5 p.m.
Oh, sorry, because there was a 5 a.m. one, and I thought, are you saying, you're not telling me that's respectable?
Well, we could get that.
You could, yeah.
But, the whole reason why everyone is kicking off a little bit, and it can't be helped, you can't have all of the tournaments in your time zone.
Yeah.
But in the last couple of Euros or World Cups, there's been a match at 2, there's been a match at 5, there's been a match
at
8.
Is there a match on like right now?
Not at the moment.
We'd have nothing on when we're live on the show. Like, no.
There may be near the end of the group stage.
And we're looking ahead to today, and it's Spain versus Cape Verde at 5 p.m. And on the show last week, we started the biggest ever fully charged World Cup sweepstakes surrounding all of Dublin and surrounding counties. So Nikki, who listens to the show, she was allocated Spain.
Espanol.
Cape Verde is Rach.
Woo! Come on, Cape Verde. Let's go.
Let's go. That's all kicking off at 5 o'clock this evening. It's Belgium versus Egypt at 8 p.m. Dara has Belgium. And Egypt is allocated to Vivian. And then Saudi Arabia and Uruguay, that's at 11 p.m. Saudi Arabia went to, let me find them here, that's Rachel as well. And Uruguay, we don't know who's on Uruguay. Let me see there now. That's, oh, our very own Fiona Frawley has Uruguay. It's Iran versus New Zealand. That's at 2 a.m. Who's going to be up for that late? Kira, who listens to the show, she has Iran. And New Zealand, who are the lowest ranked team in the entire tournament, have gone to Paula. That's where we're at so far now, lads.
The big 2 a.m. game, Callum. You're getting up for that one, aren't you?
Do you know what?
Iran, New Zealand. One to watch.
One of the players that play for my team, Nottingham Forest, does play for New Zealand. So,
oh, sorry, yes.
Chris
oh,
Wood,
my God,
he's
Chris
a striker,
Wood.
So he could.
He actually will be one of the players to watch that game. Probably the only player to watch.
Have my team USA played yet?
Yes, they played, they played their opening match recently. They won 4-1 against Paraguay.
Okay, good.
Now
good.
Everyone are like whispering that the USA might win it. I'm like, come off it.
Oh,
no,
surely
stop
not.
That.
Is
no.
that what people are saying?
After their 4-1 win over Paraguay. Oh, USA could actually go and do it. What happens then? Not
oh,
a whole
God.
Way.
Come here. Was Trump at the match?
You haven't seen him.
Yeah, I thought he'd be all over it like a rash.
Yeah, he's kind of been quiet.
No harm. As hopefully he may stay. who are you drawn?
I got the Korea Republic, who are off to a great start.
Okay, good. Yeah. Callum?
I have Switzerland.
And no big
they
joy
drew 1-1
so
against Qatar.
That's okay. We're all going well so far.
Doing okay.
Tricky 10. We play the Tricky 10 twice a day for the month of June. We want to give away €2,000 and we're hoping that Evelyn will do the business this morning. How are you?
Yeah, all good.
Yeah, nice. Anything nice?
Just went to watch the Brazil game on Saturday night.
Nice.
Where did you go to watch the Brazil game? Was it a good atmosphere?
It was, yeah. It was just a local in Ashburn, so.
There were so many people in town in Brazil shirts of the week.
I noticed this.
So many.
And not one person in a Morocco top. I couldn't believe it.
But it was so good to see. It was like, I love World Cup fever, just seeing all the different shirts about.
I didn't know there were so many like Brazilians worn or Brazilian fans in Dublin. It was mental. Were you wearing a Brazilian jersey, Evelyn?
No, it wasn't. I had a lemon blouse on.
Yeah, you wore the colour anyway. Yeah.
That's good.
You showed your alliance to Brazil. Well done.
Yeah.
And why are you supporting Brazil? Just because they're so good?
Well, my son has a girlfriend and she's Brazilian.
Amazing.
So. Great link. Okay, Evelyn, are you ready to go? Do you know how to play?
I do, yeah.
Okay, well, just in case, and for those listening as well, we're going to put 55 seconds on the clock. We're going to ask you 10 questions. Each answer is a number between 1 and 10, and bear in mind, we will not repeat that number. We can only accept your first answer as well, so maybe take a second or two before you throw a number out there. And because it's a number between 1 and 10, if you don't know the answer, best thing you can do is just throw out a guess. If you're top of the leaderboard at the end of the week, you win a pair of tickets to go see Westlife in the 3 Arena in September. However, this is the big one, Evelyn. If you manage to get all 10 in 55 questions, you bag yourself €2,000, Evelyn.
Lovely.
Yeah, just to confirm, it's 55 seconds rather than 55 questions. Or
what did I say?
If you manage to get all in 55 questions.
What did I say that? The tricky 55.
It's got a ring to it, that, doesn't it? All right, Evelyn, we're wishing you the very best of luck. We're going to count you in and we're going to go in 3, 2, 1, start the clock. June is what number month of the year?
6.
The word cappuccino is made up of how many letters? The Euros football that was held in Austria and Switzerland took place in the year 2000 and what?
4.
In the One for Sorrow nursery rhyme about magpies, how many is for a boy?
4.
Complete the name of this classic film. What flew over the cuckoo's nest?
1.
The TV show Clarkson's Farm has aired how many seasons?
5.
Lucas Graham had a song called What Years?
7.
In the Leaving Cert, how many English papers do you sit in total?
2.
How many counties are there in total in the province of Ulster?
5.
Okay, lovely. All right, how do you think you got on this morning?
Not as good as usually in the car on the way into work.
Really? If you had an idea of a number in your head of how you would get on, like what would you say?
About 4.
About 4? Okay, let's start them up.
0, 1, 2, 3. 3, 4, 5, 6.
A score of 6. A lot better than you gave yourself credit for.
Yeah, Evan, that's a great score, that is. We'll go to some of the questions that you slipped up on. The word cappuccino has how many letters? That's a tough one now, I have to say. You said 8. The answer is 10. The Euros were held in Austria and Switzerland, took place in the year 2000 and what? You said 4. The answer is 8. And then we go to how many counties there are in total in the province of Ulster. I seem to not be able to speak right now, so I do apologize.
Okay,
the answer is 9.
Okay.
You said 5. We got 9 questions in the end. So that's very good, Evan, I have to say.
6 out of 9.
Under pressure,
is
you did pretty
not
good.
Bad. Yeah. Yeah. Would you normally score higher when you're playing along, would you say?
Of course.
Yeah.
10. Every morning, like a 10.
Yeah. Evan, every day.
You're currently top of the leaderboard. All right. That's pretty good. So don't worry.
Okay.
Nathan got a 2 earlier on. You're at 6. We'll see how the rest of the week goes for you. But you could be off to Westlife. Not bad.
Cool. Thanks a million.
Mind yourself.
Bye.
Cheers. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. I think the cappuccino question's so dirty because it's such a time waster, because you're like, C-A-P-P-I-C. I don't know. I get so stalled on that. It just took up loads of her time. Callum,
and you know,
defend
so,
yourself.
Well, no, it's just like this. I get inspirations from questions everywhere. And yesterday I was in a coffee shop.
Okay.
Someone ordered a cappuccino in front of me. I saw it on the menu board. And I was like, that's a pretty tricky word.
Is this how it works?
Yeah.
Oh my God, this is such a funny insight.
Like, things happen. So at the minute, I'm really happy that the World Cup is back, because there will probably be World Cup questions coming through now with how many did X team score last night or something like that.
That's hard if you're not keeping up with it.
But it's in the world. there's more sense to the World Cup questions than there is the cappuccino question.
Well, fair. I think for the how many letters are in this word, it should be in like the word desk. Just very straightforward.
Yeah, it's not called the easy 10.
No.
Olivia Rodrigo's Drop Dead, the album. You look pretty sad for a girl so in love.
Yeah.
That is? Did I get it in one?
Yeah.
Ah, it's out now officially. You're with Emma, Dave and Fiona. It's Emma and Marty all this week. And guys, I come to you this morning with some big news.
Oh.
I'm not handing in my resignation.
Oh.
But I do think I have a new Nixer.
Oh.
This is potentially going to be very lucrative for me. So I have a friend called Hannah. And Hannah might be listening right now, I'm not sure. But Hannah has 2 beautiful children. And Evie, her little girl, and I mean this in the non-cockiest possible way, is a huge fan of me.
Oh, no.
Evie just likes hanging out with me. And her and her brother and Hannah, they come over sometimes to our house because they like when I do drawings for them and they can colour them in.
Mm-hmm.
And I get some very strange requests sometimes. Once I was asked to draw a full rugby match. And I said, well, that's
draw a rugby match.
Draw the full rugby match, including the stadium and the fans and
players.
And the players.
The officials, the
I
whole
said,
lot.
Ah, guys, can we just stick with the rugby ball for now? That's a bit of a big ask. We'll be here till Christmas. But I haven't seen the kids in a while. And I was out with Hannah over the weekend. And she was saying, oh, sure, the kids are going mad, going, when are we going to see Emma? We haven't seen Emma in ages. This isn't fair. When can she babysit her? When can we go over and do drawing, et cetera, et cetera. But then this is when the offer came in. Big offer for me. It's Evie's 8th birthday party in 2 weeks' time.
Okay.
And her dream for her birthday party is that Emma Nolan, the DJ, DJs.
What?
At
That's
her
8th so
birthday
cute.
Party.
Stop.
And Hannah tentatively asked me this, going, I presume you have plans, but, you know.
Will you DJ her birthday?
It would make the 8-year-old's day if Emma Nolan, the DJ from the radio, came over and DJed at her party and did some colouring with all her friends.
I mean, what an eclectic offer service that you could offer now. Like.
I'm sure there's not many people out there who offer colouring, drawings done by the drawer, and a bit of DJing at a child's birthday party. And I think there's got to be a market for this.
Here's
if you
me
want
thinking,
the double... Like,
oh, God.
Have you ever been asked to DJ at a child's party, Martin?
I have, actually. A very funny one. I won't mention any names, but the big, big boss of the last time we were under a different company umbrella went out to his house for the niece's...
No, you didn't.
I did.
No, you didn't.
Out in the gaff for the niece's 9th birthday or something, yeah.
You were asked to go out and DJ at it?
I was asked to go out
That's
and DJ
so
at it.
That's so funny.
It
was it more so for the adults in the evening?
Oh God, yeah.
Oh right, it was.
Yeah, well, there was like loads of stuff happening, and like, it was incredible for his birthday. Like, but yeah, it was really
like,
for the adults.
Your sweet 16th type vibe.
Yeah, for the sweet 9th. Like it was, but it was for the adults, 100%.
Okay,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
That at least you didn't have to.
But
play
I wasn't.
The Peppa Pig,
I wasn't asked though to like, you know, make drawings for anybody to colour in. So I feel like there could have been an extra few bob in it if I offered that service.
Yeah. I'm starting to think of the playlist already. Like, it's going to be a lot of fun for the kids, but absolute dread for me. But I said, absolutely, Simon.
Oh, you're doing it.
I said, yeah, I'll be there with belts on for my girl.
I'd be more worried about the drawings, not the playlist.
Drawings are fine. Playlist is scary.
Has anything popped into your head that you think that they would love, those the kids that age?
It's going to be all the Peppa Pig crap, isn't it?
No. You can't do that.
No, but they liked it. They like.
No, it's like Party Rock Anthem, LMFAO, like Gangnam Style kind of thing.
They love APT. They love... What else are the kids loving at the moment?
BTS, you mean?
What? APT, Bruno Mars.
Oh, APT. I thought you said ATB and I was like the dance producer from the 90s.
You never know. She's a well-versed kid.
Yeah.
They love a bit of... George Ezra.
Yeah, absolutely.
Anything George Ezra, which pains me, but a green grass always does well. So before you wrap up this week, I think I need to work on it. You might help me mixing some of these songs together.
Oh yeah, I knew this was coming. I knew it.
Marty in the mix on, yeah. On I'll give you a cut.
You can pretend it's you.
I'll give you a cut of me earning.
No, thanks a mil. Tana Payne, well, is she?
It's 9:27. You're listening to Spin. Here's Kneecap with Kay Tempest on Irish Goodbye. This is Spin. With Choosing Texas here on Spin, Summer's number one hit music station. I'm Michaela Hayes. She's here from 10 o'clock this morning, kicking off 10 Spin hits in a row. If you are at work or working from home, she's got all the tunes lined up to keep you company across your workday.
Yeah, and a couple of moments ago, I was telling you about how I was playing in a nightclub in Omagh on Saturday night in County Tyrone. Mad bunch up there. They won't mind me saying it because they
crack.
Admit it.
Yeah.
Really good. Really enjoyed it. Love going up to that spot, so I do. However,
what's the drive like from Dublin or from Wicklow? Where's home for you? Wicklow. Now.
Wicklow. It's really not bad.
Really?
It's one of those journeys that. It's the kilometres don't match how long it takes to get me because the motorway ends. You go off the M1 just before Dundalk, and then the rest is kind of like country national roads all the way up. If there was a motorway to Omagh now, you'd zip it in like an hour.
Really?
it's 140 kilometres away or something like that. So like it takes two and a half hours.
Oh yeah, but if you had a better road,
it takes 2.5 hours to the Cork as well. Yeah. So anyway, went up really excited. You know, it had some edits ready to go. I was like, we'll test out a few new bits with the crowd.
Just in case you don't know, Martin's a nightclub DJ.
I'm a nightclub DJ. Sorry, I just want to put that out there. Yeah, me just saying it as if you should know that you should. however, a lovely young lady came up to me, and usually when someone's approaching me and I can see them, I'm like, oh, here we go. Something's gonna happen here now. Because
as in, they come up to you and probably say, can you play this song? That,
or will you say happy 21st to Laura or something?
Is that not just part of the gig, Martin?
No.
When you're in just part and parcel?
When you're in a nightclub, it's not really like, you can't be like stopping. Going over to Mike and wishing happy birthday to somebody in a nightclub just feels a bit, if I'm in a bar, I don't mind it.
Okay,
fair enough. Do you get me?
No, I'm with you. I'm with you. It's maybe a little bit uncool for a nightclub setting.
It's a bit, that's a really good way of putting it.
Calvin Harris isn't doing that at Marley Park in 2 weeks. Like,
that's the question I ask my happy birthday.
And happy birthday down the back there to Orla. She's 19 today.
And then it's like, I feel so close to you right now. It's like, just right before it, yeah.
I don't think the DJs at Ushuaia are going like, and happy birthday to Josephine here with all her pants. Yeah. Today, 54 today, celebrating in Ushuaia.
54 in Ushuaia. I love it. More of that, please.
Yeah.
Anyway, she held up her phone and I couldn't see it, so we had to have a conversation. And then this is getting awkward. Like, the music's playing, I got to mix in the next track, and this one now wants to say something to me. So she asked me to play a song, and I just said no. And we just played it. Ella Langley, Choosing Texas.
Okay.
She wanted to hear that in the nightclub, and I said, look, no. I don't have that on my USB because I'm not bringing... I love the song. Ella Langley, I love it so much. It's a groover. I can sing along to it. Love the music video. It's great. But in a nightclub, no. So it wouldn't be on my USB in the first place. So when I said, no, it's not on my USB, she just goes, just play it off YouTube. Like, excuse me, I'm a real DJ. Yeah, excuse
play it off
me.
YouTube.
I can't just play a song off YouTube.
All the ads coming out.
But she got really angry at me. She was like, well, if you did play it, everyone would love it, not this. And I was like, oh my God. So I really upset her. And then I kind of looked at her and I kind of looked away and I was kind of like, No, I'm not playing it. I don't have it, first of all. I know I'm not considering it. But there are a couple of times where people have requested odd songs and they've kind of gone down. Well, we spoke about it on Friday, you know, yeah, some of the weird requests that we got when we did Marty Ranks instead of Dave Ranks. And then I went on my Instagram story last night. I said, look, what do you think? Should this get played in a nightclub? Now, an overwhelming results came in saying no at 75%.
Nice, good.
But the messages, though, were saying yes. So the votes were saying no, but the messages were saying yes.
People are obviously messaging when they're more passionate about it. Do you know that kind of way?
Is that what it is?
Maybe.
Or maybe people didn't want to be seen as voting yes. Do you get me?
Oh, okay.
They're like closet country fans.
Maybe. But cool, I see the people who were saying yes are kind of trying to explain why, yeah, rather than the people who were like, just obviously no.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
What do you think?
Ella Langley, Choosing Texas. It's a tune. I don't know if you've got a dance version of it or a way to remix.
So that's what Claire said. Claire messaged me saying, what about a remix for this, Mart? And then Siobhan was like, you absolutely should be playing this. They love country music in Tyrone. Yeah, but like, it's a nightclub.
It is a nightclub, and I understand that, but at the same time...
Oh, you buttoned now.
I'm not buttoned. I'm just saying that if there's a way to, like, mix it, which you obviously didn't have ready, then maybe it went down well.
Oh, excuse me.
No, I mean, you didn't
have it.
Hear
that? You obviously didn't have ready.
I just mean you didn't have it ready on your USB.
You're like, so you Marty, one of the biggest songs in the world right now, you didn't even have it ready.
No, I'm just saying, I know how talented... Let me save myself. I know how talented you are.
Oh, thank you.
And I've seen you mix live with songs that might not be typical, like... house music or dance music, and I've seen what you can do with them. So I think that if you were to work on it, you could give the people of OMA what they want.
Give the people of OMA what they want.
Which is clearly a bit of Ella Langley.
You're listening to us right now. 087 711 1038. If you're for it, can you please send us a voice note? If you're not for it as well, send us a voice note too. But like, the 75% of my story said no, but the people in the messages were passionate about it. So 087 711 1038. Should Ella Langley, Choosing Texas, be played in a nightclub? Let me know.
I think as well, you're extra passionate because there's so few nightclubs like that left in Ireland because we're all gone into the late bar.
I don't want to have to resort to that and what's left.
You want to keep the nightclub vibe alive. So
a nightclub atmosphere as a nightclub atmosphere.
I hear you.
Country music does not belong in a nightclub.
Should Marty be playing Ella Langley, Choosing Texas, in a sexy nightclub in OMA, or should he not? Voice note us on 087 711 1038. In the meantime, Sienna Spyro, this is Spin. He's from Dublin, his name is Femi, and I've said loads, I'm really enjoying following him on Instagram because he's just seeing this song blow up and he's like, oh my God, this is amazing.
I was going to say something, but Callum said it first, so I think Callum should say it. I can't rub it off him.
Go on.
There's a parts of that song where it sounds a bit like when the lights have just turned green at the traffic.
Yeah.
There's just like a little boop, beep, beep, boop. No, it's when you're waiting to cross and those beeps are waiting. Oh. And then you go, that's
it. It kind of goes, once you hear the beeps that are in that song, you can't unhear them. Martin alerted me to them there before as we were playing it, and now I can hear them so vividly. But if it was inspired by the Irish traffic light system, Billie Eilish, she found inspiration as well. She used the sound of the pedestrian crossing for Bad Guy, and that was recorded on a phone, I think, when they were in Sydney.
In Australia, because Australia uses the same kind of traffic signals as
I don't know what it's like for your brain to be constantly on like that. Like earlier on, Callum, you said you got an idea for the tricky town while ordering a coffee on your time off.
Inspiration is everywhere. You have
take a day off, guys.
Casey Musgraves now, she was inspired by, a dry spell. This is Spin.
It's been a real long 335.
On it. Emma, Dave, and Fiona are on Spin.
Your number one hit music station.